You're hearing the sounds of an aerobics class at Mercy Fitness Center. One of the participants is Lois Smith. She's a huge advocate for exercise. In fact, she says it enters into almost every conversation she has. She exercises 5 mornings a week, taking classes like Zumba and Get Up and Go, an aerobic dance class. The 82-year-old is in great shape, and that's partly because of something that happened years ago while she was snow skiing.
I injured a knee and found that, you know, you need to strengthen the muscles all over your body in order to keep those joints healthy.
She says she's learned a lot about what will keep her body healthy, and she's noticed the impact of the classes as she's gotten older.
As you get stronger, your balance is better. And as I have gotten older, I really see the importance of not being the one who falls down and can't get up.
Smith is just one of many people who realize the benefits exercise can give them as they age. According to Molly Estes, mind-body coordinator for Cox Health Fitness Centers, a 91-year-old woman recently ran the Girls Just Want to Run 5K and finished in the middle of the pack with others much younger than her. She says as we age, we lose muscle mass. Exercise can help make a person stronger and can help prevent bone loss and improve balance and coordination. Charlene Blackshire, fitness specialist with Mercy Springfield, says exercise can help prevent loss of mobility, flexibility, and balance.
You know, everybody loses balance, especially as we get older. And it's going to happen, but it can happen slower if you exercise.
Classes at Mercy give people the ability to get up if they do fall or catch themselves if they slip.
This gal wanted to get on the floor of her kitchen to get something out of a cabinet, and she couldn't bend over. And she got down there and she couldn't get up. She started crying. And I said, what'd you do? She said, I crawled into the living room and pushed myself up on the couch. She had no idea how to get off that floor. And we teach in falls prevention. We make them get on the floor and teach them how to get up.
There are classes at both Cox and Mercy Fitness Centers designed specifically for seniors. Nancy Probst, group exercise manager at Cox Fitness Centers, says some older people might be hesitant to exercise because they think it might be risky, and you should check with your physician before starting an exercise program. But she says being sedentary is even riskier because you may end up not being able to do simple tasks.
I think it's important just to, you know, keep your legs strong so you can get up out of the chair, or you know, keep your upper body strong so you can carry your own groceries.
She suggests Tai Chi, which she says helps with balance, range of motion, and stress relief, or a senior-oriented strength training class. Arthritis is a disease that affects many people as they age, and Molly Estes says studies have shown that exercise can ease symptoms.
And we actually have about 3 or 4 different exercise classes just for arthritis patients, either in the pool or we have a land class too that's exercise for arthritis. And it's shown to just greatly help with joint mobility because you're keeping those fluids in the joints moving. It's almost like working an engine, oiling and lubing it up. You're keeping all of those fluids nice and fresh and working in the joints. So it helps with that.
Exercise can help a person's mental health as well. Many seniors choose to go to group classes for this social interaction. And according to Probst, some classes that work opposites, for example, left leg, right leg, or anything that crosses the midline can help stave off dementia. She's seen the power of exercise firsthand.
At our North facility, we had a guy that came in. He couldn't walk on his own very well at all and had to use a walker for assistance, and just with some regular strength training and stretching and range of motion, he is now able to just walk freely, which is amazing.
Rock up and back. One more.
Lois Smith will keep heading to the gym as long as she's able. She says she loves the way exercise makes her feel.
Oh, it's a great mood enhancer. What I just got through doing, Zumba. You know, you can't dance and not smile and be happy. It's very free flowing and you move everything, you know.
Smith recently underwent a lumpectomy and radiation. Her doctor told her people who exercise on a regular basis get through medical issues like that much better. She says for her, not exercising isn't an option.
It's a big part of my day, and I think most people in there, if you ask them, they'd say the same thing. You look forward to it, you want to come. You get to know the instructors, the people around you. You feel like you're only competing with yourself. You don't feel like you have to live up to anything.
You can find this and other stories in our Sense of Community series at ksmu.org. For KSMU, I'm Michelle Skaliski.
March with shoulder shrug. Two more.